Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Mostly cloudy today with a high near 42 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 32. And in the news for today, with politics and a report from Tuesday, March 1st, said former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman was urging the state legislature to, quote, take a hard look at decertifying the state's Electoral College votes for Joe Biden, despite opinions from the legislature's nonpartisan attorneys that it's not possible. Gableman opened Tuesday's testimony by providing an overview of his report, which accuses officials in five cities of violating state bribery law by accepting private money to cover public election costs on the communities using the money. The report alleged a series of other election law violations, including the use of absentee ballot drop boxes, which a Waukesha County judge earlier this year ruled weren't allowed under state laws. The report also accuses the Elections Commission of violating state law by suspending the requirement that local clerks send special voting deputies to assisted care facilities before sending absentee ballots to residents. Again, this report is used by permission from West Politics Online. The La Crosse Tribune added that in his report, Gableman claims some nursing home residents cast ballots without knowing what they were doing and repeating complaints about grants from a liberal organization to help administer the 2020 election. Gableman also said on Tuesday the legislature, quote, ought to take a very hard look at decertifying the state's presidential election, something experts say is a legal and constitutional impossibility. In a sweeping critique of current election rules, Gableman also called for the elimination and dismantling of the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission after it instructed clerks in 2020 that they did not need to send poll workers into nursing homes to assist with absentee voting after many were turned away due to the COVID-19 pandemic. That from the La Crosse Tribune. The Vernon County Times Online reported that the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, DATCAP, and the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions are urging consumers to do their research before sending money to a charity claiming to help those affected by the Russian invasion on Ukraine. Scammers see tragedies as a way to line their pockets at the expense of well-meaning citizens. Give generously to a charity if you are inclined, but always research an organization before sending money, DATCAP advised. We certainly encourage generosity to help the people in Ukraine, but caution donors to avoid questionable appeals, said Michelle Noose, administrator for DFI's Division of Corporate and Consumer Services. With a little research and a few precautions, you can help protect yourself from scammers and make sure you are donating to a legitimate charity, the Times article stated. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.